I don't know about you, but I usually plan goals for different areas that matter in my life. And then during my reflection, I want to reflect on each of these areas so I can then identify an action intentionally of what I need to change, where I need to put in more effort on every department that matters to me. Welcome to Small Biz Babes Community Podcast. This podcast is dedicated to helping ambitious small business owners like you to gain clarity so you can grow a profitable and sustainable small business online. My name is Michaela. I'm a small European town gal with big dreams who moved to Canada, built a multi-six-figure business from living room floor, and now I'm here to give you the answers, the confidence, and the resources you need to create a business and life you love. No filter here. Get ready to dive deep into honest conversations and hear the truth. The failures, the successes, and practical advice from marketing, social media, to systems, mindsets, and habits. You leave feeling empowered and equipped with actionable steps that you can apply to your business and make your goals happen. Let's dive right in. It's that time of year again when everybody is in a goal planning mode. I think that we tend to focus too much on the new year, new start, write down ambitious goals, and often skip the most important part to successful goal setting, reflection. Without reflection, goal setting can be just a mechanical exercise, a list of to-dos without the heart and soul that make them worth pursuing. Without reflection, goals can become just an empty target. Reflection can help you to define which goals really matter to you, and it can help you create the motivation fuel you need to follow through with action to make them happen. Without reflection, it's challenging to seek any self-improvement. When we don't take a moment to pause and see where we are, what got us here, what we should have done differently, what is holding us back, and how we may need to reprioritize where we spend our time and finances? It's really hard to set meaningful goals and create a realistic action plan to accomplish it. I practice mini reflection daily in my journal, weekly when I'm planning my weeks, monthly when I'm creating mood board for upcoming month, and in the end of the year, when I give myself time to look back and to take in the progress, the changes I made, and reflect on all the beautiful memories that I was able to create thanks to that. And today I'm going to share it with you so you can set better goals for yourself for 2024 and define what you really need to change and do to make them happen. Here is how we are going to do this. I will just guide you through the process and I want you to listen. You don't have to write down a notes with these questions because I actually have a reflection sheet with this episode that you can download from the show notes as you are going to do this exercise for yourself afterwards. And to do the reflection exercise, you will want to have a little date with yourself. Make yourself a cup of tea, get your favorite sweatpants on, turn on a candle. Perhaps you'll treat yourself for a dinner to your favorite restaurant. This is your treat. Do whatever you need to have a quiet moment with yourself so you can reflect on your year and only write down the goals that are really worth pursuing for you. Now, before we dive in, I'd like to kindly ask you, if you find this episode valuable and learn something, if you could please take a minute and leave a review. It shows me that the content I'm sharing here is helpful and motivates me to keep going. And I would very much appreciate that. Now, without further ado, let's get into it. I don't know about you, but I usually plan goals for different areas that matter in my life. And then during my reflection, I want to reflect on each of these areas so I can then identify an action intentionally of what I need to change, where I need to put in more effort on every department that matters to me. So as I'm looking at my planner, the areas I set my goals for are 1, health, 2, family and relationships, 3, business, 4, finances, and 5, travel. Each of these areas affect the quality of my life. It affects how happy I am, how I feel, and ultimately how I spend my days. So for your reflection to start, you will think about and write down which areas matters to you the most, the areas you want to put some intention, more of the intention in your life for the future. All right, let's start with those reflection questions and let's start with the health. So I'm going to read you the questions. You can take it all in. You can also start thinking about which are the questions you might want to think about a little bit more afterwards. Or maybe you'll come up with other related questions that would make a bigger difference for you. So 1, how would I rate my health for this year? Did I have any health challenges? 2, how did I manage my stress levels for most of my days? Do I feel stressed or do I feel at peace? What is causing me stress during my days? And what do I do to manage my stress? And what do I need to do to manage my stress better next year? 3, how is my sleep quality? Do I get 7 to 8 hours per sleep at night? Is my current sleep routine and evening routine supportive to get quality sleep? 4, did I maintain a regular exercise or was I skipping exercise because of poor time management and prioritization? 5, how were my eating habits this year? Did I fail for emotional eating due to stress or poor meal planning? And how about drinking? These might be hard questions to answer, because if you're like most people, chances are that your report card isn't going to be perfect. But perfection isn't our goal here. That's the whole reason why we are doing reflection, so we can assess the situation with no judgment. And instead of setting meaningless goals like workout 5 times a week that you can't keep up with, you can define smaller action based on where you are at and make little changes that you can focus on your day-to-day and week-to-week basis that will support you to achieve that goal that really matters to you, that really is probably staying healthy and strong. So, for example, I used to put myself last and neglect my self-care and health when I started my business. I poured every hour into my business, often sacrificing my workouts or sleep. I worked every single day. I used to have wine and chips as emotional stress relief regularly on a Friday and Saturday without taking time to recharge my batteries. And for a while, it felt like I was on a roller coaster that I could not get off. It was a scary roller coaster. I was burnt out and exhausted, and it had affected my stress levels and fertility. But thanks to the reflection I did 2 years ago, in the end of the year, I was able to face the facts. Thanks to that, I was able to accept that my days are not gonna get any longer. There are 24 hours and that's what we all get. And if I won't change the way how I prioritize my time moving forward, I will be always leaving workouts till end of the day postponing it because I'm too tired and putting myself last. I am the one who filled my schedule. I am the one who made all the commitments. I am the one who has to make a change. And you can absolutely do the same. All right, now let's talk about reflection questions for business. What work-related accomplishments or milestones made me proud this year? Which parts of my business do I enjoy the most? Which parts of my business I don't enjoy anymore? How satisfied am I with my current work-life balance, and what specific aspects of it need improvement? Did I have set boundaries between work and personal life, or did I find myself frequently blending the two, feeling overstretched, and not being able to be fully present in either? What strategies did I use this year to manage my time? What worked? What, on the other hand, need improvement? Did I delegate tasks or seek help when I needed it? Or did I get stuck in trying to do everything myself? If so, what are the tasks I really need to get help with? Did I invest in business education I need to enhance my skills and expertise? If so, did I implement what I learned, and what were the results that I got? Did I ever looked back and reflected on it? How satisfied am I with current financial situation? Where am I wasting time in my business that doesn't bring any results for me? Have I achieved financial goals I set for my business? If not, why? Which parts of my business, which products, services, clients, or marketing methods bring the most profits for me? Does my business align with my long-term vision and values I have for my life? And are there any adjustments I need to make to stay on course? Again, these are not easy questions to face, and you're probably not going to be able to answer it in 10 minutes. It may take some time to think about, but they are important ones. So you can prioritize what you want to sell, how you want to sell it next year, based on what makes you the most excited and makes the most financial sense for you. And also, so you can stop doing things that you don't enjoy in your business anymore, or you can change your business structure so it can support the bigger picture for your life. Are you still trying to organize your business in a notepad, ending every week with a whole bunch of sticky notes, not being sure where to save it so you don't forget? Do you ever find yourself looking at your computer screen with 15 tabs open and trying to remember everything about your business in your head? Isn't that making you feel a little bit overwhelmed? If that is you, you need to try Notion. Notion replaced the chaos with calm in my business and life. With Notion, you can organize your business tasks, projects, and ideas with ease. Create custom databases, to-do lists, and calendars to keep everything in one place. I use it to schedule my days, organize my entire business, plan content for social media and a podcast, create project plans, as well as streamline my meal planning, studying, travel plans. You name it, Notion is my second brain. It boosted my productivity by more than 50%. I can't believe how much time I wasted just because I didn't have a system to keep my business organized. If you are ready to say goodbye to mental clutter and sticky notes for good, try Notion for free today via the link in show notes of this episode. And if you'd like my exact templates for organizing my life and business, send me DM on Instagram with the word plan, and I will send you a link where to find them. Thanks to this reflection, I was able to reprioritize my business. 1 year ago, thanks to this reflection, I was able to define that what I really want is more freedom. And instead of looking for and adding more and more to-dos and opportunities to my list on how to earn more, I knew I needed to at first look at all the commitments I currently had and decide, how am I going to deal with them so I can get more freedom moving forward? Because if you are too stretched with your time, adding more opportunities to your list, more products, more offers, more social media platforms, more marketing ideas is not going to help. Earning more profits is not going to help. It's the changes you need to make in the way how you make decisions about your business, where you spend your attention and time, and define what is the number one profit source that you want to focus on and do that really well. Create systems so you can have more freedom. Okay, moving on to reflection questions for the next part of my goal setting, family. So here are the questions I reflect on when it comes to the family. Did I make time for quality time with my family on daily and weekly basis? Was I able to be present for the most important events for my family and most important friends? And did I make the most of these moments? Was I able to separate my work-related stress and have quality conversations with my loved ones that make them feel heard? Have I actively nurtured my most important relationships, making an effort to connect and spend quality time with my most important friends and family? How well did I balance my family responsibilities with my business commitments through the year? What are the little things I could do better to make my family feel loved and supported? How does my business align with my family life and long-term vision for my life? Are there any adjustments I need to make in a way I manage my work to be able to be more present for my family in the future? Just thinking about it can help you define a little changes that make a big impact on a quality and amount of time you have with the most important people in your life. For example, for me, I realized that I don't want to talk to my mom about my work so much when I call her. I want to be there for her, to listen to her, to talk about other things. I realized I want to call my grandpa 3 times a week instead of just once a week as I used to, because I know he's not going to be here forever, so I want to set reminders even when my days get really busy that I can take those 10 to 15 minutes to call him. It always makes his day and it makes him feel like somebody is thinking of him, and it's just a little thing that I can do, and it makes me happy too. It made me realize that I don't want to talk about work with my husband during dinner. If I don't take time to reflect and set boundaries, then work and life blends together too much. And often works spill over more than I'd like. And I want to make more space for quality time. Of course, that's going to take some practice, but that's what helps us to set more intentional goals and little changes in our daily life that make a real difference. Okay, next part. Financial goals reflection. Reflection questions. Did I even set financial goals at the beginning of the year? And what action plan I had to achieve them? Did I achieve them? If not, what went wrong? Was I able to make regular contributions to my retirement account? And am I on track to meet my retirement goals? If not, realistically, What will I need to change in the future? Earn more or have more realistic goals? Did I have budget for my personal expenses and did I stick to it through the year? How did I do with my personal savings? Did I have a personal savings routine for how often and how much am I going to put aside? What was the best investment I made this year? And what was the complete waste of money for personal life and business? Was I overspending on little things like impulsively shopping cleaning gadgets on Amazon when watching cleaning videos on TikTok? I'm with you on that one. Seriously, they should not make it that easy to shop cleaning supplies from the comfort of your sofa. Anyways, now this might be obvious to some people, but when I started my business, I didn't have any financial plan. But again, thanks to the reflection, I realized that I needed one. Having a financial plan on how you are going to organize the finances helps us budget it and save for things that matter, like travel, home, education, retirement, taxes, and growing your business. And I'm not going to go deep into this, but financial reflection is important, not just in the end of the year, but also through the year, because that allows us to take a closer look at our spending habits to learn from, you know, the good decisions and the bad decisions and to adjust our plan as we go so we can be more proactive when it comes to achieving our financial goals and where we are spending in the business and life. Last category of my goals and reflection is travel. Now, in the past, I didn't prioritize things that made me happy, things that made me feel alive. It's almost like I treated all my dreams for work when I started my business. Planning a trip and going for a trip just seemed a lot on top of everything, and it felt like a chore, and not to mention all the work I had to do before and after so I could take time off. But after several years in, I felt so empty. And again, thanks to the reflection, I realized that I needed to make a change on how I approached this. My family lives in Europe, so visiting them minimum once a year is a priority for me. Going for a couple's vacation with my husband is also important for me. And honestly, if I set these travel goals for a year ahead, it gives me something short term worth working for. Sure, they may not happen 100% of the time, but like I said, if we didn't set it together with my husband in a calendar, life would just get too busy. It would be easy to get distracted with smaller trips, responsibilities, or events here and there and miss those trips that really matter to us. Now, for you, maybe that's not a travel. Maybe it's a sport you love or art or anything that makes you feel happy. You can also set it in your calendar to prioritize it to make sure that you will find space for it and won't sacrifice all the things that matter to you. So let's get to those reflection questions. Did I make time for my personal travel goals this year, or did they take a backseat to my business commitments? Was I able to visit all destinations or take all the trips I really wanted to? If not, why? Have I set a specific budget for personal travel, and did I follow through with it? What were my most favorite travel memories and experiences I would like to have more of? Which type of trips I would like to limit in the future? Which destinations I would like to visit in the future and with who? Thanks to this reflection, we realized that we wanted to limit short weekend trips that often ended up being more exhausting than recharging. Thanks to that, we were able to go for a 3-week vacation to Europe and a couple's trip to Paris. And I am excited to fill out these questions for 2023 and plan out the travel plans for next year. And I'm excited for you. What goals are you going to write down for next year? What are you going to make more time for? What are you going to stop doing? And if you listen all the way here, I would love to know. If you are in our Facebook group, please send us a message and just tell us something that you planned or something that you discovered through this reflection. And if you are not part of our Facebook group yet, you can join us via link in show notes. Okay, I know I usually summarize episode with actionable takeaway, but today we went through so much. I'm just going to remind you the next steps. Number one, make sure to download your reflection sheet from show notes right after you finish listening to this episode. And number two, schedule to your calendar a quiet hour when you are going to have a date with yourself to do your yearly reflection. I wish you the most magical holiday season, and I hope you will take some time during these holidays for yourself too. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If this episode resonated with you or helped you in any way, please share it with your fellow small business owners by taking a screenshot and posting it on Instagram stories. Be sure to tag me at Small Biz Babes Community so we can connect and support each other. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And if you're hungry for more, make sure to follow me on Instagram at Small Biz Babes Community for daily small business tips and inspiration. Thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode.